Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant move to bridge the information gap and build trust between the military, civil administration, and border communities, the Indian Army has launched Radio Sangam, a community radio station, in Keri village, Dungi block, Rajouri district, Jammu and Kashmir, along the line of control. First, let's understand the context of community radio in India. The community radio policy has evolved through three key phases. Before 2006, private broadcasting was banned under the Telegraph Act 1885 and the Indian Wireless Telegraphy Act 1933, making all radio broadcasting a government monopoly under All India Radio and Doordarshan. However, in 2006, the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting issued the Community Radio Policy, which allowed eligible non-profit civil society organizations to operate low-power FM stations. Since then, the government has gradually expanded eligibility to include Panchayati Raj institutions, tribal autonomous bodies, and disaster management authorities. As of 2024, approximately 250 community radio stations operate across India. What makes this significant is that community radio stations are low-power, non-profit FM radio stations licensed to civil society organizations, educational institutions, and government bodies to serve specific communities. They have key operational parameters, including a power range of 50 to 100 watts, an effective radiated power that covers a radius of approximately 10 to 15 kilometers, and a frequency band of FM, 87.5 to 108 megahertz. These stations are restricted from carrying news to prevent competition with public broadcasters but can carry local weather, agriculture, health information, and cultural programming. They are also mandated to be not-for-profit, cannot carry commercial advertising beyond limited educational messages, and are encouraged to broadcast in local or tribal languages, which is critical for inclusion. Building on this, Radio Sangam's significance goes beyond a routine community radio launch. Rajouri district in Jammu and Kashmir sits on the line of control, one of the most contested and sensitive frontiers in Asia. Understanding why a community radio station here is strategically important requires understanding the information environment in border communities. The information vacuum in LOC adjacent areas is a significant challenge, with Pakistani radio signals, including state broadcaster Radio Pakistan and private FM stations, being audible in many LOC adjacent villages, creating a vacuum that hostile propaganda can fill. Additionally, mobile connectivity gaps, language and literacy barriers, and limited access to information make radio a crucial medium for these communities. Crucially, Radio Sangam fills each of these gaps by broadcasting on the 88.8 FM frequency, covering the Rajouri area with Indian content in local languages, providing a physical FM signal that is independent of mobile networks and resilient to network shutdowns, and offering content that includes agricultural information relevant to farming communities, not just national news. This is a classic example of the Winning Hearts and Minds, or WAM doctrine, a counterinsurgency approach that recognizes military victory alone is insufficient without parallel information and development operations. It is worth pausing here to note that the WAM framework in Jammu and Kashmir includes the Sadbhavna mission, the Indian Army's long-running goodwill initiative that includes education centers, medical camps, vocational training, and infrastructure construction. Project Beacon, an Armiran school education initiative for border area children, and the Good Samaritan policy, which involves Army personnel assisting injured civilians, are also part of this framework. Radio Sangam is the newest information dimension of WAM, and its significance lies in its ability to address the information gaps and build trust between the military, civil administration, and border communities. Now, let us turn to the broader context of All India Radio and minority language broadcasting. All India Radio, also known as Akashvani, operates under Prasar Bharati, a public broadcaster and statutory body that governs AIR and Doordarshan. AIR has a specific mandate to broadcast in tribal and border area languages and operates over 500 broadcasting centers and transmitters carrying entertainment, news, and cultural programming in 24 languages and 146 dialects. The Vivid Bharati service carries entertainment, while the News Services Division operates 24/7 multilanguage news broadcasts. And here is something that surprises many students, the Thadaw language crisis, which occurred concurrently with Radio Sangam's launch, highlights the challenge of maintaining minority language broadcasting infrastructure in conflict zones. Prasar Bharati was moving to restore Thadaw language broadcasts in Imphal, which had been disrupted since the May 2023 Manipur ethnic violence. This parallel news item illustrates the consistent challenge of ethnic tensions and conflict disrupting the very minority language broadcasting infrastructure that is supposed to help manage those tensions. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Radio Sangam is located in Keri Village, Dungi Block, Rajouri District, Jammu and Kashmir, and broadcasts on the 88.8 FM frequency. The community radio policy was issued in 2006, and as of 2024, approximately 250 community radio stations operate across India. The power range of these stations is 50 to 100 watts, with an effective radiated power that covers a radius of approximately 10 to 15 kilometers. The frequency band is FM, 87.5 to 108 MHz, and the content restriction includes no news, but allows local weather, agriculture, health information, and cultural programming. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the key facts about Radio Sangam, including its location, frequency, and launch date. Also, note the community radio policy, including the year it was issued, the power range, and the frequency band. For mains, GS2 and GS3, understand the significance of community radio in bridging information gaps and building trust between the military, civil administration, and border communities, as well as the role of information operations in counterinsurgency. In conclusion, Radio Sangam is a significant step towards bridging the information gap and building trust between the military, civil administration, and border communities in Jammu and Kashmir, and its launch highlights the importance of community radio in conflict zones and the role of information operations in counterinsurgency. The WAM doctrine, which combines kinetic operations with development and information outreach, is a critical aspect of India's counterinsurgency strategy, and Radio Sangam is an important component of this approach.